quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. Welcome to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen territories of the Katsi, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And here at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie, and you know, it's been a while since I started a show with music instead of just hopping right into the talk portion. But you just heard at the very beginning of the show, No Thinking Over the Weekend by Carly Rae Jepsen. And I guess that's kind of going to be the theme of today's episode. No Thinking Over Typically Tuesdays. We're going to do kind of like a music catch-up. And also like just like a talk, quick talking, some smatterings of talking every now and then. Because I think it's been a long time, I feel like it's been a long time since I've done a show where there was music. Even though I play music most every week, but there haven't been that many, I feel, in the past little while. And so I wanted to do that today. And we've got mostly new music happening on today's episode, but there's some smatterings of stuff that isn't new. And there is a mix of different types of sounds. We've got some folk and indie in the first part of today's hour, and then I'm going to play ABBA, which is notoriously folk and indie. Or we'll move on to some louder stuff, some like kind of like, I don't know, party-ish anthems. Just like party-ish songs. You don't have to subscribe to them. I'm not going to put that kind of pressure on you. Anthems, please, Leslie, chill. And then this is going to be the show today. And we'll talk about some things that have been going on, I guess. Let's listen to the next track off of her latest record, Eye of the Storm. This is Georgia Harmer with Farmhouse. Enjoy.
No. clothes fit better on you. Your tummy tucked and tight in a visu. You'll drink your liquor and you don't text anyone when you're not having fun. Well, I'm drinking to forget you. I'm drinking to forget you.
Is Bird Note. In the early 1800s, the passenger pigeon was one of the most abundant bird species in North America, possibly the world. A single flock, more than a billion strong and miles long, could darken the sky for hours. But by 1910, the last surviving representative of the species was a bird called Martha. She was named after First Lady Martha Washington, and spent much of her life at the Cincinnati Zoo as part of a captive breeding program. In the wild, passenger pigeons amassed gigantic breeding colonies in deciduous forests, preferably packed with their favorite beech nuts and acorns. Naturalists from that period wrote that a single tree might host 90 nests or more. Research suggests that the number of passenger pigeons fluctuated dramatically with the availability of food in forests. But with added pressure from habitat destruction and commercial hunting, including the harvest of breeding birds and their chicks, their populations couldn't recover. After outliving several unsuccessful suitors, Martha became a beloved celebrity at the zoo in her final years, until September 1st, 1914, when Martha passed away and the passenger pigeon was officially extinct. Though today is a somber anniversary, there's no better time than now to step up for conservation. Learn more about what you can do to protect birds at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud.
So
last week online, there was a lot of discussion about how the Canadian animation studio, Nelvana Studios, would be shutting down. And, you know, folks were torn up. They were upset. This is a animation studio that's been around for more than 50 years and has produced plenty of cartoons that would have been formative for a lot of North American youths. Childhoods, North Americans' childhoods, and among that discussion, my friend sent me a almost like animated music video, an AMV, or maybe kind of like a K-pop fan cam type thing. It was a music video of clips from Nelvana Studio Productions set to the backdrop of Thank You for the Music by ABBA. And so that's been on my mind for the past couple of days. And so, of course, before we came back on here on Typically Tuesdays, you heard Thank You for the Music by ABBA. Surprisingly, never charted in Canada, which is, in my opinion, wild. But of course, totally welcome, because that means I can play it on Typically Tuesdays. Hey, I'm Leslie, the host of your hour here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And before listening to ABBA, we heard Hallelujah High Lu's latest single, Ginny. Always a good time with Hallelujah. And very, very interesting song. I did not expect it to take this kind of like slightly macabre edge, I think, that it sort of did. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Shout out to Hallelujah. But back on that thing about Nirvana Studios, good news, they're actually apparently not closing down, not quite yet. They are taking a bit of what their parent company called a pause because of low investments, essentially. This is the animation studio, again, that's been around for more than 50 years. It brought us shows like Babar, The Care Bears. It did, I think it did, the Beetlejuice cartoon. Yeah, it looks like it did the Beetlejuice cartoon. It even, at one point, like, held the rights to Cardcaptor Sakura, or Cardcaptors, if you, like me, were born watching the, censored version of Cardcaptor Sakura. The one that didn't have anything gay in it. It brought us those shows here in North America. And how incredibly formative those programs were. I definitely feel like it is the influence of those programs that I watched growing up that made me love art and love cartoons and comics as much as I do. And, you know, even though Nirvana Studios is not closing down, the kind of like bump they've hit in the road essentially means that there's just going to be less stuff coming out from them because there isn't as much investment going into greenlighting and producing these projects. I really hope, genuinely from the bottom of my heart, with my soul, hope that they will be able to receive more funding to make more great stuff. Before we get into more of that, let's listen to some music. Here is The Lion's Share by Taxi Girls. Enjoy.